This is the Good News Station, WCNO, Palm City.
Good news in shoes.
This is Dr. Norris Weir, inviting you to get on board the Caribbean Gospel Train every Saturday night at 8 p.m. on WCNO 89.9 FM. The Caribbean Gospel Train for the ride of your life.
Sunday, January 14th at Truth Church, we'll have the pastor of Restoration Worship and the author of Bold as a Lion, Pastor Tony Foster.
I think Lucifer, the devil who is behind this, wants to bring confusion to what's the glory of God, men and women coming together.
You do not want to miss this. Sunday, January 14th at Truth Church, 3891 Edwards Road, Fort Pierce, Florida.
The Revealing Truth Radio broadcast thanks Ed Meyer, Century 21, All Professional, for their underwriting support.
Hi, this is Ed Myers, Realtor with Century 21 All Professional and member of the National Association of Realtors. Whether you are buying, selling, or renting a home, understanding the market can be essential. I'm a Century 21 top producer, recipient of the Century 21 Presidential Award, Century 21 Centurion Award, and Quality Service Pinnacle Award. I proudly serve the United States Marine Corps, and now I'm specializing in serving the Port St. Lucie, Stuart, Fort Pierce, West Palm Beach, and surrounding areas of the Treasure Coast. Real estate is the key to building long-term wealth. Whether you're looking to buy, sell, or rent a home, a first-time home buyer, or an investor, letting an experienced professional with a proven track record could make all the difference. I would love the opportunity to help you. You can reach me by phone or text at 772-342-0047. Again, that number is 772-342-0047. Taking care of business.
Navigating the real estate market today can get a little crazy. Ozzie Carbonell of Century 21 Silva & Associates is here to help.
Today on the Treasure Coast, the housing market is back in full force. There is a number of financing and home buyer programs. Understanding and incorporating the right program can be essential when purchasing real estate. It can also be very time consuming and painstaking. In short, the complexities of purchasing a home in today's market can be like riding on a crazy train. Home buying doesn't have to be crazy.
Ozzie Carbonell of Century 21 Silva & Associates can help you qualify for up to $15,000 in down payment assistance. Find out how by contacting Ozzie Carbonell at 772-340-6076. Again, that number is 772-340-6076. Se habla español.
Good morning. I'm Pastor Bob Tarvis, your host for the Revealing Truth Radio broadcast. I want to invite you to listen in today as Pastor Jason Baumgartner takes us on a journey through God's Word that will reveal truths for our lives. John 8:32 says, "And you shall know the truth, and the truth shall set you free." Grab a pen and take some notes, and let the Holy Spirit reveal the Father's heart to you.
Hallelujah! 2018 is the year of breakthrough. I don't know whatever it is been holding you back, but you ought to know we serve the God of breakthrough. Hallelujah. Come on. Come on. Somebody say, "Jesus, you are my breakthrough. You are my deliverer. You are my king. You are my answer. You are my solution. There's nothing in this world that you can't fix." Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Come on, slap somebody, high five, and tell them, "Get up and do something." Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Well, I ain't got to go to the gym today and ride the spin bike. Hallelujah. Somebody said, listen, if this is your first time here today, if this is the first time you ever been at True Church, we make no apologies for being lit up on the Holy Ghost. Love us, like us, or leave us, we're going to praise God anyway. And you're welcome to join in and shout anytime. Anytime. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Sometimes you don't need somebody to anoint you with oil and lay hands on you. Sometimes you just need to dance and shout. Say, Pastor was clapping like a maniac. You know why I clap? We're not giving God a round of applause when we clap. You know that, right? Striking hands. It's like you strike. Every time you clap your own hands, it's a reminder of the covenant of God, that God struck hands with you when he made a covenant. It says in the book of Proverbs, it says when you strike your hands, it hisses the enemy away. My grandmama lived in North Carolina, and every time some animal come to eat the chicken, she'd run out there. When there was somebody out trying to eat the chicken, she'd run out there and go, get away from them chickens. Get away from them. Every time you clap your hands, you look at the devil and say, get away from my people. Get away from my blessing. Get away from my house. Get away from my children. Get away from my bank account, devil. I'm in a covenant with God. I wonder if we got any covenant people in here today. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Woo! It's going to be a great year. Our text today is in 2 Kings chapter 7 and verse 3. I got one verse for you today. One verse and one point. We're going to keep it simple. Kiss. Keep it simple, stupid. That's what my boss used to tell me when I worked at the car lot. Keep it simple, stupid. Amen. Don't complicate it. 2 Kings chapter 7 verse 3 says this. Now there were four leprous men at the entrance of the gate. And they said to one another, why are we sitting here until we die? Why are we sitting here until we die? Come on, touch your neighbor and say, I'm getting up and I'm about to do something. Go ahead, high five three people and say, I'm about to get up and do something. Let's pray. Heavenly Father, I thank you this morning for the ability to preach and teach. I thank you for your yoke of anointing in this house that breaks the yoke of every bondage. Lord, I thank you for hearts that are transformed in this room today. Lord, all those tuning in today online, I thank you, God, Lord, that people are set free right where they are. Father, we declare your glory in this house, your power in this house today. And Lord, we declare your anointing on your word. Give me entrance into every heart, to every ear, with words, God, that transform us into your likeness. Give us the ability to overcome every day by revelation. Father, we declare these things in the mighty name of Jesus. If you believe that, say amen. Amen. I believe 2018 is the year of getting something done. I've had sowing seasons. I've had plowing seasons. I know when you're plowing and you're out there all alone in the hot sun and you ain't even got no water, it's hard. Huh? And then when you sow, you get a little bit of hope. And then when you see the sprout come up out in the field, you get a little bit more hopeful. But when it's harvest time, when you're out there just bringing it in and bringing it in and bringing it in, and your blessing has overtaken what you've been sowing, when you got more coming in than what you've been planting. Come on, I believe 2018 is going to be an incredible year for this house. It's going to be an incredible year for your house. Praise the Lord. Amen. Prophetically speaking, I believe this house is becoming the anchor of hope to the Treasure Coast that God has called it to be. I believe that God wants this place to be a light in this community. Amen. I believe we're full of people that ain't going just halfway. We got people that want to go all the way. Touch somebody and say, I'm not a halfway Christian. I'm all in, baby. I'm all the way. Praise the Lord. Come on, raise your hand if you want to go all the way. Praise the Lord. Amen. I believe God is releasing a mandate on those who have a heart to obey, because we are a kingdom people that serve an awesome king with a kingdom mindset, and we have an assignment on our life to the kingdom of God for this region. It is not a mistake that you are here today. It's not a mistake that this church exists. It's not a mistake that God planted you to live here on the Treasure Coast. You have an assignment on your life to this region. You're not just going along to get along and getting by to get by. God has predestined you for this time, for this season of your life. Make no mistake about it. You are not here by accident. You are not a mistake. You are divinely purposed with the call of God on your life today for the purposes of God to be fulfilled in this land. Come on, amen. That means you're a 24-hour Christian. That means wherever your job is, that's your mission field. Wherever you go shopping, that's your mission field. Wherever you pump your gas, that's your mission field. Come on, praise the Lord, amen. That's your assignment. You don't get part-time benefits, you get full-time benefits. Praise the Lord. That means you're not just a Christian on Sunday. You're a Christian on Monday too. And all through the week, you're still a Christian, amen. You're an ambassador. You're a representative of heaven. What you represent is the way of life. Make no mistake about it. The call of God is great on you. Don't minimize it. Let the Holy Ghost maximize it. Come on, amen. You represent the King. You represent Jesus. You represent heaven. This is not a small thing. This is a great thing. Touch somebody and say, it's a great thing. Hallelujah. If you have a revelation of the kingdom and you serve in the kingdom, then how many of you know your job this morning is to make the King famous? How you make people famous? You talk about them. You text about them. You email about them. You Facebook about them. You Instagram about them. Praise the Lord. Your job is not to make Pastor Jason famous. It's not to make Truth Church famous. It's not to make St. Lucie Christian famous. It's to make Jesus famous. Praise the Lord. Amen. Tell people what He's done for them and what He wants to do for them. What He's done for you that nobody else could do. Praise the Lord. Amen. Listen, if you are the center of your own world, then your life is a very small place. The world you live in is tiny. Praise the Lord. Amen. The day you wake up and you realize that you're not the center of your own world is the day of your breakthrough. And if you got enough sense to make Jesus the center of your world, then you will find out you'll live in a world that's bigger than you can contain. Praise the Lord. How many of you believe that this morning? Praise the Lord. I used to be the center of my own world. Come on, how many of you know what I'm talking about? Everything filtered through what Jason wanted. Now everything filters through what Jesus wants. Hallelujah. Amen. All my life I've heard that there is a revival coming to the east coast of Florida. God's uniquely stationed our family here on the Treasure Coast of Florida. It was not an accident. There's been a prophetic word over the Treasure Coast. Ever since I'm 10 years old, I've heard this word preached in churches all over Florida, all over this nation, that a revival is coming to the United States of America. That the world, like the world has never seen before. And when it comes, it is coming to the east coast of Florida. It's going to wash over the state like a tidal wave and go from one coast all the way to the other coast and encompass the entire United States of America. And we will see a generation of young people turn to God in revival and repentance like never before. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. And I believe that the time is now. I believe faith is now. I believe we serve a faith God who lives in the eternal now. Somebody shout now. Now. I believe God's going to have some things happen in your life that you ain't going to be able to explain. Somebody say, how that happened? You say, I don't know what happened. I serve God. Somebody say, how'd you get that? I don't know. God bless me. I serve a God that does miracles. Miracles are just normal in my life. I have miracles all the time. I can't explain it. It just happens. Praise the Lord. Amen. I believe this is the season of great miracles. I believe this is the season of great breakthrough for our lives. I believe it's the season for overcoming problems in our lives, for overcoming addictions and habits that have bound us up and kept us from the promise. Come on, amen. And I believe God put a church like us here to confront this community on some things, to confront the Treasure Coast with the truth that transforms lives, and to break out of a religious mentality that has sucked up people like bread and syrup. I've seen more people with church hurt than any other kind of hurt in my generation. I'm not saying we're the only church. I believe there are several churches here that are called to be a church of reconciliation. But I do believe this house is one of those houses. Come on, amen. I believe God wants us to be a force in this community of good, a force of His grace, a force of His power being revealed on this culture. Come on, amen. Can I just be honest with you? I've had it up to here with religious attitudes in churches. Ain't none of the pastors around here my friend anyway, so I don't care what they think about me at this point. I'm just going to tell the truth. I've had it up here with religious attitudes. If you can't love people because Jesus loves people, get out of the pulpit. I've had it with churches that preach only one way, and if you have a little bit different doctrine, then you ain't got it all together and you're on your way to hell. Somebody needs to help them shut up. Because that ain't the truth of God's word this morning. Amen.
And now we're going to take a break from the message. We will be rejoining Pastor Jason in just a moment. But first, I want to take this opportunity to tell you about Truth Church. Truth Church is located in the heart of St. Lucie County at 3891 Edwards Road in Fort Pierce. Our Sunday worship service starts at 10 a.m. Truth Church is a non-denominational Pentecostal church. There's a ministry for the whole family at Truth Church. Whether it's our monthly senior meetings, children's church, or youth group, there's something for everyone. We've been experiencing a powerful move of God in our services, and we would love for you to come and visit with us. If you're new to the area or you're looking for a home church, we invite you to come and join us. First, you will be our guest, and then you will be our family. Truth Church, a place for the whole family.
I'm praising under open skies, everything breathing, praising God. Fill my company.
Sunday, January 14th at Truth Church, we'll have the pastor of Restoration Worship and the author of Bold as a Lion, Pastor Tony Foster.
I think Lucifer, the devil who is behind this, wants to bring confusion to what's the glory of God, men and women coming together.
You do not want to miss this. Sunday, January 14th at Truth Church, 3891 Edwards Road, Fort Pierce, Florida.
I say it's time to grow up. I say it's time for Christians and believers to walk hand in hand. Come on, amen. And really represent the way of Jesus Christ. Come on, touch somebody and say, we got to grow up. It ain't enough to show up. We got to grow up. Hallelujah. And whether any other house does this or not, this house is going to engage this community. We're about to come off the pew and step into the promise. Come on, amen. Because I believe it's time to get up and do something. Come on, touch somebody, say, get up and do something. I mean, religion always tries to minimize the benefits of living in the kingdom. It's what religion does. It's a thrill killer. That's what religion does. It's easy to be born again and come into the kingdom and then live with a minimalist mindset. Just doing enough to get by and to scratch your way into heaven. Come on, amen. I don't want a minimalist mindset to overtake Truth Church this year. Come on, amen. Sebastian, what do you mean minimalist? I'm talking about living small. Huh? There's a real push in the culture that we live in today of the United States of America where people do just enough to get by. They just do whatever it takes to get it done. But I want to declare to you today that we don't serve a God that does whatever it takes to get it done. We don't serve a God that does just enough to get by. We don't serve a God that just goes along to get along. We serve the God of more than enough. We serve the God of overflow. We serve the God of not one barn, but many barns. Not one storehouse, but many storehouses. Come on, amen. I mean, God don't want to show up and do the minimal amount in your life. He wants to overflow in your life. He specializes in the extraordinary. He specializes in over the top. The Bible calls it abundant living, the life of the overflow. And God wants abundance to take place in your life today. He wants you to be abundant in your relationships. He wants you to be abundant in your wallet. He wants you to be abundant in your house. Hallelujah. I don't know about what kind of God you got, but my God is an abundant God. And my God backs up His word with proof. Hallelujah. That's why I believe 2018 is going to be incredible. Touch somebody and say, it's going to be incredible this year. Hallelujah. I believe you're going to encounter people this year and they want to know where you go to church. They want to know about the God that you serve. They want to know, why are you so happy when everything looks so gloomy? Praise the Lord. Because God, how many know God wants to release blessing and abundance in your life like never before? But in order for Him to do that, at some point, you've got to get up. Somebody shout, get up. And do something. I've never in my life seen a church like we have today of people that just are saved and don't do nothing. I can't imagine how we're going to change this next generation if we can't manage to get off the pew and do something. Praise the Lord. I believe we are to be a people that does not accommodate mediocrity. Don't just get by. We're not halfway. We ought to be all the way. You can't change a city and you can't change a region unless you're willing to go all the way. How many of the disciples went all in? It cost them their lives. And they went all in. I believe God is saying to this house in 2018, He is taking this house to a whole new level. Another dimension of living. Where we might be switching from 2017 to 2018. But God is doing something supernatural in the life of this house. And we will never be the same. It's not going to be church as usual. It's going to be church unusual. It's not going to be church ordinary. It's going to be church extraordinary. Praise the Lord. I really believe. Somebody say it's going to be an incredible year. I believe your business will explode. I believe you're going to get raises on your job this year. I believe marriages that have struggled are going to all of a sudden supernaturally be strengthened and touched by God. I believe we're going to get $1,000 checks in the offering instead of $50 checks in the offering. Somebody say, Pastor, I can't give you no thousand. Well, you ought to be the one jumping up and down the most, because in order for you to give thousands of dollars, you got to get thousands of dollars. Praise the Lord. But you got to be willing to get up and do something. Somebody shout, do something. Glory to God. I believe we're living in a realm of the supernatural where your dreams are not held back by what's in your bank account. Where your purpose is not on lockdown because somebody said you couldn't have your dream. Come on, amen. I believe God wants to bring increase. Increase to your emotions. Increase to your finances. Increase to your family. Increase to your house. Increase to this house. But you got to be willing to get up and do something. Come on, amen. Somebody shout, I'm expanding. Go ahead and shout, I'm about to increase. My promise is real. Go ahead and shout it. My promise is real. My blessing is assured. I belong to God. Go ahead. I'm a person of destiny. I wonder if I got anybody here ready to get up and do something. Praise the Lord. Do something you ain't never done before. Go somewhere you ain't never been before. Trust God with something you ain't never been to trust with before. Do something. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord.
Thank you for joining us today for the Revealing Truth with Pastor Jason Baumgartner. We hope you will tune in again each day, Monday through Friday, right here on WCNO 89.9 FM. To obtain your copy of this week's message, please send your check for $5 for shipping and handling to 3891 Edwards Road, Fort Pierce, Florida, 34981. To pay by phone or simply make a love gift, you can call 772-461-8555. That number again is 772-461-8555. For more exciting information on our church, service times, and directions, you can check us out on the web at igniteyourworld.com. This has been The Revealing Truth with Pastor Jason Baumgartner, and I'm your host, Bob Tarbis. See you next time on The Revealing Truth.
Consider a school where children learn to love, where learning is inspired, reading is an adventure, where students have time for creativity, math, and logic, where truth is taught along with history, literature, and technology, where respect is modeled by please and thank you, where innovation and leadership are fostered while planning out college and career paths. This is the future of St. Lucie Christian students. We are now enrolling kindergarten through 12th grade. Full scholarships are still available. Find out more at stluciechristian.org.
Navigating the real estate market today can get a little crazy. Ozzie Carbonell of Century 21 Silva & Associates is here to help. Today on the Treasure Coast, the housing market is back in full force. There is a number of financing and home buyer programs. Understanding and incorporating the right program can be essential when purchasing real estate. It can also be very time-consuming and painstaking. In short, the complexities of purchasing a home in today's market can be like riding on a crazy train. Home buying doesn't have to be crazy. Ozzie Carbonell of Century 21 Silva & Associates can help you qualify for up to $15,000 in down payment assistance. Find out how by contacting Ozzie Carbonell at 772-340-6076. Again, that number is 772-340-6076. Se habla español.
Ignite Your World True Church and all its affiliate ministries thanks Destiny Fellowship of Churches and Bishop Tony Miller. Destiny Fellowship exists to serve pastors, local churches, and ministry leaders that make up Destiny Fellowship of Churches. For more information on joining the Destiny Fellowship, go to destinyfellowship.tv.
Sunday, January 14th. At Truth Church, we'll have the pastor of Restoration Worship and the author of Bold as a Lion, Pastor Tony Foster.
I think Lucifer, the devil who is behind this, wants to bring confusion to what's the glory of God, men and women coming together.
You do not want to miss this. Sunday, January 14th at Truth Church, 3891 Edwards Road, Fort Pierce, Florida.